This is Festival Notes. Good morning. I am Matt Erickson for Aspen Public Radio, the official voice of the Aspen Music Festival and School. Today is Wednesday, August 14th. The final High Notes talk of the season takes place at noon at Pepke Auditorium. The subject is the final opera production of the festival season, Claudio Monteverdi's Coronation of Poppea. And the speakers today are conductor Jane Glover, director Edward Berkeley, and festival president Alan Fletcher. Admission is free. Admission is also free for today's special family concert with the Aspen Philharmonic Orchestra. Mussorgsky's popular Pictures at an Exhibition are on the program. Here now to describe the event is artistic administrator Asador Centurion.
With the Philharmonic Orchestra performing Pictures at an Exhibition, and it will be presented, the themes and the instruments singled out, and then, of course, the performance of the work. There are pre-concert activities starting at 5 o'clock in our entertainment tent and food.
The conductor for today's 6 p.m. concert is Christopher Lees. John O'Connor is the soloist in Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto. And at 8:30 p.m., a recital at Harris Concert Hall consisting largely of vocal works, Kurt Weill's Seven Deadly Sins, and the piece you're hearing now, Leos Janáček's Diary of One Who Disappeared. Janáček based this song cycle on poems about a Moravian farmer who deserts his native village. Singing this work is tenor Matthew Plank, to be accompanied at the piano by William Billingham. I am Matt Erickson. Please join me again tomorrow for more Festival Notes, only on Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. You can also listen online at aspenpublicradio.org.